I'm Trevor Castle, and joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page is Peyton Ritzert, a 2023 grad from Pella Christian and a freshman on this year's Central College football team. I had a chance to visit with Peyton a couple of weeks ago during Central's bye week for our Football Friday Night feature called Dutch Family Ties, and now that the fall sports season has wound down, we have an opportunity to air that full interview on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Peyton, thanks for joining us. Just first off, how's your freshman season going for you?
Well, thanks for having me. And freshman season, it's going really well. I'm having a lot of fun with the football team. Met a great group of guys. And so, having a lot of fun, getting some experience at college football.
Tell me a little bit about how you ended up at Central. I mean, part of the reason we're here today, you know, your dad played at Central all those years ago. But what's your story? How'd you end up here for the Dutch?
Well, yeah, at first I really didn't want to come to Central because it was in Pella. And, I mean, it seems like if you go to college in the same town, I mean, your parents are right there. I feel like you know everybody already. But really, the more I visited Central, I realized it was Central community is really its own little bubble, and you don't, like, you can still have your own experience at Central. And then as I looked at football programs, the coaches at Central, they always pursued me, and they always talked to me. I knew that they truly cared and that they were going to make me not only a better football player but also a better person. And so, yeah, that's why I chose Central.
And have you found, I mean, you're not running into mom and dad every night or anything like that. Have you found that bubble, so to speak, to be true?
Yeah, I have. So it's nice being able to choose into. So like, I still have younger siblings that were playing high school sports, and so I get to choose into those. But I don't feel like I have to go to everything. And like I said, like, I don't always see mom and dad every night, so it's not like, it doesn't really feel like I'm still in Pella, yeah. But it's still a home feel, you know.
Well, and there's got to be a little bit of a home feel in some of your teammates even. You know, I think of, you know, Grant Nelson, Cam Schulte, Preston Rowe, Joe Jansen, you know, Pella High guys. But, you know, nowadays with Pella and Pella Christian, there's a lot of, you see them, you know, in other sports and things like that. Has that made it a little comforting as well?
Oh, yeah. It was nice getting to, that I knew some of the guys coming in. It definitely helped me transition better. I already had a group of friends, as you could say. Coming into Central, and so, yeah, that home field was really nice for me to have coming in.
And tell me a little bit about how the first couple of months have gone. What was training camp like for you? You know, freshman trying to get acclimated. You're on the travel roster, you know, playing JV games. So what's the experience been like jumping from high school ball, you know, 1A Iowa high school football to, you know, upper levels of D3 football?
The way we run things here at Central, it's definitely a lot faster than high school football, and it's definitely a step up. And coming into training camp, I mean, I kind of expected that step up. And so, but being in Pella, I was able to train with the guys over the summer. And so I feel like that also helped with the transition. Coming in, I kind of knew what to expect. And so playing high school football was a lot of fun, but Central football it's also been a lot of fun for me. And just getting to know new friends and getting to play at a higher level, that is been a blast so far.
So I talked to your dad, and he mentioned, you know, hey, I wanted to make sure that Peyton made his own decision, but, you know, I really wanted him to go to Central. He'd kind of talk about that dynamic and what that process was like and trying to follow in your dad's footsteps a little bit.
So like I said earlier, like, at first I wasn't really looking at Central, and so I went to go, like, look other places, and my dad said, he didn't want to be forcing me to go to Central. He wanted to be part of that decision, but not, like, he didn't want to force me to make a decision, obviously. So, they helped me see more good in Central. More and more I visited here, like, they kept encouraging me to, like, take visits here, like, still get engaged with Central. And I found that Central was the place I wanted to go and wanted to call home for the next 4 years.
What do you know about what your dad did on the field here at Central? How much does he tell you the old war stories?
My dad's told me a little bit of the stories, but most of it has come from other people telling me about my dad. Like, Coach Kack, obviously, he told me about my dad because he was my dad's coach here. And then also the Miracle in the Mud play. So my dad was part of that. And so it seems like every time Central football gets brought up around my family, somebody brings that play up. And so, you know, something special like that happening here for my dad, it's, like, I'm looking for a special experience here, and I think that Central is a great place to have those experiences.
And one of the obvious great things about Central, it's not just football, right? It's preparing you for what's next in life. And for you, you know, you told me you're looking to go with the biology track, pre-med. Talk a little bit about, you know, that part of your life and what Central is going to offer you in terms of making that happen for you.
Yeah, so in looking for schools, I really wanted to find a school with great biology programs and exercise science, kinesiology programs that I could take that pre-med route. And the more I looked at Central, the more I realized that their programs are really fitted towards what I need. And so their biology programs are excellent. We have so many opportunities here to, you travel abroad if you want to. The professors here and advisors, they really get to know you, and they will structure your schedule around like what you want to do. And like they'll help you find internships, and so they've all been super helpful to me, and like my professors are awesome. So school's been great here so far. So
great, glad to hear that your freshman year is off to a great start. Thanks for joining us, Peyton, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right, that's Peyton Ritzert, a 2023 grad of Pella Christian High School and a freshman on the 2023 Central football team. For KNIA Cable Less Sports, I'm Trevor Castle.